Fastnight Creek meanders along the south side of Phelps Grove Park. It comes from underground here at Linwood Circle near the Springfield Art Museum and runs west. This section of the creek is concrete, but plans are in place to make the part from about Kings Avenue on the west to just east of the museum more natural. Chris Dunaway, principal stormwater engineer for the City of Springfield, says the project came about when FEMA began redoing the city's floodplain maps about 3 years ago. The new maps would extend the floodplain to the east side of the Art Museum. The floodplain now stops just to the west of Jefferson.
When they mapped the new floodplain, and it hasn't been adopted yet, but they released the preliminary maps last year and showing that part of the Art Museum was, at risk for flooding, and so that's kind of, raised some eyebrows over here, and that's when we realized that we need to do something.
At the same time, the museum was developing its master plan and was able to incorporate the changes to the creek in it. While Dunaway calls the current system, quote, a very efficient channel, it's not big enough, and driveway culverts obstruct the flow.
We kind of wanted to do something more natural, like South Creek and what we've done in other parts of the town to also improve water quality.
The project will look similar to what's been done to South Creek between Campbell Avenue and Kansas Expressway. Dunaway says they'll take out the concrete and put in a natural substrate bottom and vegetated slopes. Most of the giraffe-patterned rock walls in that section will likely be removed, but he says they'll try to incorporate them into the project in some way.
Just to kind of, hold on to some of that historic character.
He says they've learned that the walls in that section of Fastnight Creek weren't part of the WPA project like others further downstream, but were done later. Not only is the project expected to help with stormwater control, but Dunaway says it should improve the water quality of the creek, which feeds into Wilson's Creek, a waterway that's on the Missouri Department of Natural Resources 303D list of impaired waterways because of non-point source pollution. The cost is expected to be around $1.8 million. The city has applied for grant money from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources and from the Missouri Department of Conservation to help fund the project. Dunaway says they've hired an engineering consultant in Springfield to begin design, and they expect to announce the bidding process early next year. Tomorrow morning at 7:45, we'll take a look at the South Creek Restoration Project, more than 4 years after its completion, to see what impact it's had on flood control and water quality. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.